Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Welcome to Accept It As I Am on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the fourth Thursday monthly from 10 to 11 a.m. Accept It As I Am is hosted by Barbara White. Barbara is a best-selling author, workshop leader, and the founder of the Accept It As I Am process. She owns a healing center in the Detroit metro area, and she is affectionately called a midwife for your soul. Guided by spirit, Barbara effortlessly brings you into the presence of God's love and ignites within you the knowing of your own self-inherent worth. To connect with Barbara, you can visit her site at www.acceptedasiam.com. And to connect with her right now, you can call into the show at 1-646-378-0378. And now for your host, Barbara White.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Barbara. And after that introduction, you know how to reach me and how to get in contact with me. And thank you, Penny, for that. So how are you on this beautiful day? Here in Michigan, we are enjoying some sunshine. It's warmed up. And with the climate change in the world, it's some days we're all the way down into like 40 here in Michigan. In April, late April, as well as going all the way up to, I think, 70 later in the week. You know, they stopped calling it global warming because people misunderstood it was more climate change versus global warming. And I'm glad they changed that because, you know, then it got people arguing, well, I'm experiencing extreme cold and I'm experiencing extreme heats. What does that mean? So, anyways, I got on a tangent there. How are you? And I always want to begin from the place where we always need to begin, and really anything we do in our life, is remembering that we already have it, that you already have it, that you are whole and complete. I am whole and complete. That wholeness is fundamental. It's what we've been created to be. And I consider it the greatest human arrogance to think we can destroy what creation, what source, what God has made. We can forget it, right? We can forget. But we cannot destroy it. It's not something, think creation, think your own true self, that you cannot. So no story of the past, no behavior, no pattern can really destroy your lovability, your magnificence, your true self. We just don't have that power. Now, we can definitely remember it, and we can expand and remember more and more and co-create an incredible alignment with the cosmos, with God or Jesus Christ, that energy that is always available to us. Yes, absolutely. However, we got to remember that we are not our experiences. We are the energy, consciousness, or wisdom gained from it. You're not that past relationship. You hear me, ladies? You're not that past relationship. You are the wisdom, the energy gained from it. Right? You are the realizations that happened, not the experience. When you think you are the experience, you get trapped in the reality that you are defining yourself as. When you think you are your experiences, you get trapped in the reality you're defining yourself as. Or let me say that another way. As Abraham Hicks likes to say, don't get caught in what is itis. You know, like arthritis, or colitis. Itis means inflammation. So anything you put itis is, what is itis would be inflamed into the current situation, and you are resisting, fighting two bulls locking its horns with the problem, the issue that's in front of you. And what happens when you do that? Come on now, get real here. What happens when you do that? Does things get better? Well, oh, I laugh because you'll read in my article, it has a small portion of it in the end, about my what is itis with my master thesis. So as many of you know, I'm getting my second master's in something that kind of reverse. I've been doing this work, thank God, and I feel so grateful for most of my life, professionally for 15 years, and just always learning. I still am just a baby to the cosmos and understanding love and human consciousness and human energy and spiritual energy and how we are one and the same and all of that. You know, I've written my fourth book and I'm in kindergarten. I'm just excited every day to learn something new. But speaking of learning here, with this master's that I got, which is it's a work I've been doing for all this time, I decided to get a degree in it, and it really was incredibly supportive and loving and validating and humbling, because it got me to see another language and take my work into another language. So I'm so grateful. I'm being asked more to speak out at healing centers, yoga centers, women's groups about self-love, about angels, about the mind-body connection. Because one of my degrees is in natural medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture. So I have a nice mixture of really understanding the mind-body connection in a unique way. So, I mean, everyone has their unique take, but mine is unique in itself. And people tend to understand a dimension of the body connection. I digress again. So the paper was creating a challenge, because it was every time I would cite and create references, I would send it to my professor and I would get back, it wasn't done right. And my bowl that was locking with her bowl kept on just kind of fighting it energetically. I'm like, and I get really upset. And this happened about 8 times. I'd like to say once, but about 8 times. And then I just had to start laughing, because it was, it just kept on happening, where I was, you know, to the point now where she is going through each of my references and my citations and asking me to explain why I use that in my material. So it's gotten so funny that I just have to say, okay, I am really resistant. I'm in what is itis. And that's unusual. That's unusual. And it's also unusual for the university that I'm attending to have minutia, that kind of overly detail oriented beyond what is normal, even in academia. So now I brought it back into that natural stream of well-being, brought it back into yielding and surrender and seeing, you know, what I had to see whenever we're caught in those kind of situations, like the Course in Miracles teaches, we have to make a choice to choose love over being right. And gosh, isn't that so darn simple but hard in the moment? It's a practice. You know, I think one thing that people do forget is that spirituality is a discipline and a practice. I don't, you know, things that talk about instantaneous transformation, I have kind of a distaste personally for that. And this is what I mean by that, is nature really shows us how things grow into incrementally. You know, you can't rip open the flower. But then all of a sudden, the flower will all of a sudden bloom like poosh. So there is that moment that seems spontaneous or instantaneous. It's kind of, if we look at the way nature, and we realize that our bodies, our minds are not separate from nature, that there's those little steps, those little daily steps of spiritual discipline, a growth, of choosing love, of choosing to forgive yourself, of choosing to align with your gifts, to align with the good, the love that's there in your life. And it's like the ordinary everyday, right? And that's sometimes the hardest time, right? The ordinary everyday is sometimes the hardest time to go, okay, you know, using your name here, okay, so-and-so, okay, Amy, okay, Melissa, okay, Jack, okay, Brian, okay, Mark, John, trying to think of names here. Whoever, well, you get the idea. Use your name. use your name. Okay, so-and-so. It's time. It's time to align with that love. And you've got to make that decision, that choice. That's kind of choosing the love over choosing being right. Okay, it's time to choose that love. It's time to step up, get off the pity pot. Because self-compassion and self-love, where you're feeling with non-judgment, you're feeling without adding story, is very different than pity. Do you know what the difference is? I'll get back to my original topic, but I just wanted, this topic's really important. Pity is believing that you're the only one that's had this experience. You're the only one. Now, if you check in, that also contributes to the two bulls locking horns energy. So when you could say, okay, I'm not the only one that experienced this. This is the human condition. A lot of men or a lot of women, if you can put it in a bigger context, helps to shift that energy. It's a lot what I do in session when I'm someone, like for instance, someone the other day was in a relationship where they didn't express their needs and feelings. They let things build up, and then it all came out like a teapot. It all exploded. And then they ended up getting the opposite of what they want. You know, and this particular person did not know how, you know, didn't know that needs and feelings were powerful, which is what most people didn't know, that they weren't being a nag or weak, a weak man, a weak woman. They weren't being weak for communicating those needs and feelings. So when that person was bringing that up, it was really important for me to remind them that this is a human condition, and we have not been taught how to communicate in intimacy and really how to express our needs in a way that is productive, and in the words of Marshall Rosenberg, in a way that's nonviolent or a way that is vulnerable and powerful. So I gave the whole historical context of that and what the different levels of relationship and how we engage in different levels of those relationship and the power struggles. And that really helped. It shifted that person off the self-attack, self-pity energy. Because then that person can enter into compassion, right? Self-love and forgiveness, because that moves us forward. A self-attack, self-pity, of course, keeps us stuck. By the way, if you're interested in learning more about conscious loving and really coming into 100% claim of your happiness in the context of relationship. And it could be friendship or specifically romantic relationships. And this is geared towards us single folks as well as those that are in partnerships, gay, straight, homosexual, as well as any kind of partnership, maybe even a business partnership. So it really applies to all relationships. But if you're interested in that, in learning more of that, of learning what is the three stages of loving, how do I come into greater authenticity in my relationships and my romantic partnership and marriage and all those things. I'm having a day retreat out at Body Energy Fitness. And Tracy Piggin is out there. She runs an incredible fitness center as well as that's a healing center too, teaching meditation and nutrition. She's out in Taylor. And so that's May 30th. And that is, I believe, don't quote me on this time, it will be on my website. I believe it's 12 to 6, might be 12 to 7. I don't keep track of those things. I just show up. And then people are like, you said 12 to 7, not 12 to 6, or you said 12. it's funny. Anyways. So choosing to move out of what is itis. Choosing love. Choosing to relax into that natural dream of well-being. take a breath. And having a sense of curiosity and adventure in your learning process, your expanding process. Learning a lesson has been so equated with punishment and reward that spiritually, when talk about spiritual discipline and learning and growing, immediately I see in people's energy fields this dark cloud that kind of goes over their heart center. Because learning a lesson has always been equated with punishment. And that is such a keystone for people to shift. It's something that I may spend a whole session with somebody on or include in a part of one of my retreats. And the reason being is, you know, it's a religious influence that has kind of a heaven-hell duality perception that we can fail, that we can be out of quote-unquote God's favor. And then when we learn our lesson, we're in God's favor. And then we have a school system that's based on these grades. And then we have our prison system that's based on punishment, which we know that doesn't work. Indigenous cultures, when somebody would even murder or steal, they would do a healing circle, and they would tell them everything that was right with them instead of everything that was wrong with them. And, of course, that model is so 180 degrees away from the way we think that we have to remember that we live in this bizarro world. Thinks that success is something outside of you. It thinks that punishment is going to bring more growth. That thinks that there's some deity in the sky that's going to rescue and save you before you really choose to open up and plug in and let go to that love, that God, that spirit. That thinks that we have some good in our future, that's put our good, our love on a layaway plan, that I will be happy when. I'll be happy when I die. I'll be happy when I retire. That's forgotten that we are a distribution point of good on the planet. That's forgotten that, as we see in nature, that every part is a complete representation of the whole. It's autonomous interdependence. Part has a complete holographic representation, literal representation of the whole. And yet the whole is not complete without that part. So the reward and punishment energy, it's how we, so the historical, the religious, our cultural, it is a incredible, incredible block, plug, 10-ton pile of bricks on the chest. incredible arrow with poison stabbed in people's back. I don't laugh because it's so sad in a way. It's just how we have not been taught to grow with grace, grow with a curiosity, grow in this adventure, to see expansion or lessons as blessings, as opportunities to become more yourself, more of the love and the beauty that you are. That you are never done and never complete, and that is exciting. That in your alignment with your true self and your willingness to stand ready and available to open your mind and your heart to more joy, more love. I remember, I'll have to look this up, or maybe one of you can send me an email or something or Facebook me about where this comes from, but I remember reading someone that said a great word for God is more. Isn't that you get the context of that or the understand like that? Oof, is more. And if we can enter into the standing of more. More love, more beauty, more joy, more compassion. Knowing that we have it already, knowing that we lack nothing. We start from a place of wholeness. And yet at the same time, we're expanding into more. Part of spiritual maturity is holding paradoxes in your heart. And then seeing that they're one and the same. Paradoxes meaning duality, black, white, right, wrong, up, down, human, God, or in this case, you're whole and complete, yet ever expanding. Get it, Cookie? So holding paradoxes in your heart. Holding duality. And so when you're able to hold that duality, you move into your broader self-identity. It's much of what I do in retreats and sessions is guiding people out of arguing with the problem or trying to therapize their themselves into more stories that it comes from mom, comes from dad, blah, 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 more into a place of let's shift our identity into love, joy, compassion, beauty. Let's hold this duality from a place of somatic as well as energetic and spiritual witnessing. And then as we do that, we can move from staring at the pop can and trying to fix the pop can and learn better behaviors to deal with the pop can and to change our actions and take more action and do this and do that and say this, don't say that, and all those things to try to fix the pop can. We were able to shift our gaze into the mountain, and we realize that we are that mountain, and that the pop can will always be there. You know what I mean? It's part of the beauty and the imperfection of life. You know, and ultimately, of course, life's not imperfect, but it feels very imperfect, right? When you see yourself suffering, or animals, or children, or babies, or all the suffering on the planet, right? It's very easy to focus on the pop can, and hard, and sometimes beneficial to focus on the pop can to really see what is in your vibration. Let that bowl of pop can-ness or mud turn up to your awareness, and then once it's turned up to your awareness, or the power of the cosmos or God, then the less you do, the more that you feel with non-judgment, you shift your gaze, you choose love, come into that broader self-identity. And the more that you argue, fix, wrestle with the condition, the what is itis, or the all these different metaphors I'm using, or the pop can, the more you get trapped in it, my friend. But shifting your gaze, or what I'm asking you to do, is understand the power of changing your self-identity or self-love or self-acceptance or transpersonal therapy, all the words for the same thing. Is that it's also allowing yourself to remember that you are powerful and not a power that's over a person or underneath, but a power that taps you into the same energy that birthed the world, that birthed your body, that created your clothes, your shoes, that same energy. And to accept the sameness of you and this energy requires a surrender, a yielding, a humility, and a letting go of all these ways that we have tried to find ourselves in the world that just only feel good temporarily. Whether we try to find ourselves in the weight that we are, or the money that we make, or the roles that we play, all those things fall away. You don't think they do? Do you know when people die, do they take those things with them? What we do take with us is our realizations, our insights, our loving. That love is never wasted. God, love, spirit, this energy I speak of is never wasted, ever. So, so powerful. People can create prayers or they do prayers for, and that sometimes they'll stay in that, in the energy of that land, the earth, with, because the earth is part of our energetic framework. And so they'll be in there. Like a chakra or like a vortex or a cloud of quantum potential. Words for the same thing, right? So we can take pictures of that and look at that quantum potential. There's a science to it. There's a law to this. So we line up that energy that waits to become more of itself through our prayers, our affirmations. And somebody can, even years later, hundreds of years later, walk into that cloud and remember themselves. Remember who they truly are. It's why people take, they journey into where different masters have meditated and lived. Because that cloud of pure potentiality, of love, of beauty that's taken form into these higher quantum potentials of magnificence, still there. You ever walked into a church and felt that? I know I have. I feel the prayers in the walls. Isn't it a lot easier to find your alignment in the woods or in a church versus maybe sitting at a horror movie and having a person scream behind you? I don't know. Maybe that does it for you. I don't want to, any way that can help you to move into greater love, if that works for you. But these affirmations, our own soul's growth, it's never wasted. In fact, not only do you create that cloud around your being and around where you pray and affirm and love, but it also affects your family, it affects all those that are you're in relationship with. And when we begin to remember how powerful we are in that kind of power, we stop worrying so much about other people changing. Because, again, in focusing on the problem or focusing on somebody's, and I don't, believe me, I have people around me that are suffering, people I love very dearly, so I'm speaking from experience here, that when you shift your attention off their illness or off their suffering and you stand in your awareness of the mountain, of your wholeness, and then from you being able to do that for yourself, you're able to see that for them. They begin to shift. They begin to learn things they didn't even know that was possible learning, just being around your energy field. They begin to understand that they do have something to give, that they do have gifts, that there is something in them that wants to be born. They're not here just to survive and get through the day and pay bills and sleep and repeat. And that there's something more in life, that more I spoke of earlier. Right? All right. So I did mention May 30th, the relationship retreat. I do have a retreat coming up next weekend, and it is almost full. I mean, it's pretty much full, but someone called and they just said, I am being called by the depths of my soul to be at this retreat. I would of course let them in, and but I'm really excited about it. It's expressing your soul's true gifts, and we're gonna do Qigong as well as a really powerful process, embracing the gifts within, and as well as learning how to really interact with nature, with your own body in a way that supports you, that nurtures you. We are also going to, the end of this process, the zip line. You heard me right, the zip line. It's going to be fun. So really, really amazing weekend coming up. I was just about to say that really amazing weekend coming up, counting that I can get this paper done. Whoa, talk about some what is itis there. So I'm just curious. I'm in a curious, growing, gracefully learning state of just watching that thought, woo, and not giving it power, of course, and just letting it go, letting it move through like a little fly, and not trapping it and holding it in my hands. Oh, gosh. And, of course, you can call me and set up a mentoring or a session, a tune-up session here. You can go on my website, acceptedasiam.com, as well as call here at the Accepted As I Am Healing Center, 734-455-1438. And it seems like there's something else I'm supposed to tell you that's coming up, and it's, we are having our last third Thursday self-acceptance workshop, and that's May 19th from 6:30 to 9. It's Qigong, self-acceptance. And the reason why it's going to be the last for a while is I'm going to be really look on the website, look on Facebook. I'm going to be offering workshops on some specific things that I really, after school's kind of opened up more time, more energy, I've got a chance to offer these workshops. I've been waiting to, I've done them in retreats, kind of little pieces of them, but I'm really excited to have a group to dive deeper. So things like how to really, these elementals, the nature, energy, and really how that ties in with your the health of your own body, your liver, tied into that nature energy, and how to connect then with those nature elements. And Tibetan Buddhism, they call them the Dralas, D-R-A-L-A, also called the Devas, that those energies that are part of that quantum field, and how to really up into those. So that includes angels as well. Angels are part of that energy, and how to work with them in your everyday life, and then also a workshop on how to work with them in health, how to really be in that partnership with them. They actually work on people in the sessions. I am the guide or the vortex in which they show up, but the stuff that they do for people in sessions is pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. The healing, the expansion, the love that is possible when we tap into that. I'm just so grateful, so grateful. So I'm going to have a workshop on that, and then one specific on the mind-body connection. And again, from a place of incorporating the, I don't know, six or seven different energy forms I'm trained in, the Shambhala, Sikkim Sikkim, Reiki, Qigong, Shenzhen, Wujiangong, blah, blah, blah. So incorporating all that with the work that I've been doing, I'll be doing a workshop on that. And so all that will be coming up in the next 6 months, so keep an eye out for it. And I'll be excited to see some of you there. As always, I always ask with every radio show, if you're listening to this, there's a reason. You, in listening to this, two things I'm going to ask of you is, one is that there is a reason why you're listening, and it's knowing that you've heard the evolutionary call to become more yourself, that you are in that powerful, potent willingness to align with your divine destiny. And what I mean by willingness is a energetic law, that when you're willing, it what happens in somebody's energy, it's almost like, how can I explain this? Like, imagine a, it's like a valve that's closed, And then as soon as you're willing, all the valves open. And those valves being your chakras, your shishunya, your energy line, your it all opens. And it allows you to align with love. And sometimes willingness can be hard to hold, right? You want to go back. I know I do at times want to go back into self-hate or pity, very similar energies. And so that saying, okay, I'm willing to grow, I'm willing to love, I'm willing to become more myself, it's you got to really use that choice and that spiritual discipline. That sometimes it's like, okay, I can't open the valves right now, I'm not willing. So then you have a mentoring session, or you go for a nature walk, or you watch a funny movie, or you go on YouTube. So many great resources on YouTube, right? Pema Chodron, Michael Beckwith, Ajit Shante. I just want to be in a room with those people for days. They're just so many great teachers on the planet. God, I mean, or you listen to some of the other radio shows here. I mean, there's so many resources. Just let yourself. So it's like, it's even if you know, I know there's times. Who was saying this the other day? It was so cute. Oh, I was mentoring and really amazing. Powerful massage and cranial sacral therapist, and she was talking about how she was sitting down to do her meditation, and she was like, I don't want to do this, and she put in the meditation guided in her ears and with her iPod, and then pulled it out of her ears and said, I don't want to do this, and, you know, that shows up. She was able to get herself back in the seat, though, I think maybe the next day. I've seen that. Like, I love listening to Michael Beckwith. You can go to agapelive.com, and he's at all his lectures. And I'll listen to him at least once a week and before I meditate or go for a run. And there's sometimes I'll, like, start looking through my mail. And I know it's like, that mind that wants to keep us separate from love, that wants to choose fear. It's like, will you stop going through your mail? Just sit and be still and listen. So one, I ask you to know that by listening to the show, you have heard the evolutionary calling to become more yourself. Be willing and continue to be willing and available. Second, please share the show with somebody. Please be, angel means a messenger of love. Please be a messenger of love. And whoever just came to your mind, just mention it to them. Maybe send them the link to the show. It usually takes a few days after the live show for the link to show up on accepted as bodymindspiritradio.com. So if you just wait a couple days or maybe one day, you'll see it show up, this current show. But, it wouldn't be so bad if they listen to the older shows either. So if you could please share it with somebody, I'd really appreciate it. I need your help in spreading this work. And I really, on a personal level, I feel this work is really ready to, I'm ready. I think I've gotten enough of my ducks in order, as one of my teachers used to say, but I've gotten enough of my, I think it just feels ready. I feel ready to begin to even reach a broader audience. I'm really excited to see what that means. And I'm already great. I have the honor and the privilege and the joy of this, my life's work, and this what the earth angels and the nature spirits and creation wants to express through me. I'm really, really grateful of all the people I get to connect with now. I mean, it's just you here on the radio show and the people I mentor, a few hundred people there, and the books, and so I'm grateful for that, and I'm starting from a place of already enoughness and wholeness. I just feel that next step coming. You feel that in your life. I think a lot of people are feeling that right now. Whatever that is for you in your life, feeling that next step emerging. My next article that you can check out in May's Body Mind Spirit Guide is Your New Life Is Beginning. And so please read that. It'll be a great reminder. Some pieces of it are in today's show, but a lot is not. And please pass that on to people as well. It's incredible potency in it. One thing that the Earth Angels and Spirit does is it uses my words and the tone in my voice to activate people, to attune them. And I'm aware that's happening. I don't take really, I'm the doorway on the vortex, but I don't take a sole responsibility in that. It's just something that happens. And I feel really privileged for that. So if you can pass it on, it will attune people. And that attuning, of course, is something that everyone can do. You know, it's not unique to me. That in being who you are and standing in that willingness, you attune those around you. Again, that's that cloud of energy, that vortex, that quantum field that we become and that then we emit out. And you may not do it so much in writing and words. Maybe you do it in your presence. Presence is powerful, being who you are. Or maybe express it in a smile. Or maybe express it in teaching. Maybe express it in accounting. Maybe you express it in managing. Met somebody the other day, incredible healer in presence, that expresses it in managing a senior home. So, of course, when you listen to that willingness, you become a doorway for people to, in your energy, a doorway for people to remember who they are. And that's why, that's a good reason why I do my work, because I know that that's the most powerful way to heal and teach. Of course, you know, there's that saying that's been said so much that I'm not going to even say it. That could fit right here. Do you know what it is? Be the change you want to see. It's amazing how much I'm seeing that quoted again and again and again and again. Kind of exciting, actually. But unfortunately, I'm seeing it like applied to a vitamin. I love vitamins. I mean, there's well, not synthetic ones. And anyways, that's a different talk. But I'm seeing it applied to some interesting things, like get this makeup and be the change you want to see. Oh, man. But it's cool. It's cool that that's really becoming, it's almost becoming a, not a fad, what's the word? Because a fad, it's really touching the social consciousness. So it's exciting. So I don't want to, that's a really incredible thing that's happening. All right. So I'm looking at the time that I have left here with you, and I'm just feeling in how I can best serve you, and really what's remaining today to be said. I just want to recap. So what I'd like to recap is, remember that you don't want to suffer from what is itis. You want to step back and choose love. Choose to move into a space of expansion and growing from a place of curiosity, from a place of adventure. That lessons are not punishment. They're opportunities, they're blessings. That lessons come because you are aligned with the fundamental order of the universe. That there is more good, more joy, more love that's seeking to express through you than you can even imagine. That you are more loved, more embraced, more held in the hands of Divine Mother, Father, God, than your mind can comprehend. And if you can even let, with one or two breaths right now, let some of that love in, be willing to feel how deeply loved you are, problems will fall away, the questions will fall away, and the questioner will fall away. You'll move into that place of a broader self-identity, alignment with your true self, and allow that more to express through, in, and as you. Take a breath. And I'm going to finish with one more thing here. I'm going to tap into knowing there's no time and space. And just pull these. Do you have any cards or affirmation cards they're really a helpful tool to have. The cards don't have any magic or power. I mean, they're just a way of, when you pull one card a day, it's a way of letting the universe speak to you in another way. So I pulled a card for you. And so I pulled a card with the intention of it being for you that's listening right now and you that's listening in the future. So it says, find your solutions within yourself. The answer to any challenge you're having has nothing to do with God's willingness to help. It has to do with your acceptance of how the infinite is already active within you, how it has already placed within you all that you need to solve and dissolve the inner conflict through conscious communion with your real and true self. Conscious communion with your real, you know, communion is about you and you, right? So conscious communion within your real, true self. And that comes from Michael Beckwith, my buddy. All right, I hope to hear from you. Please pass on this show as well as all the other great resources on Mind Body Spirit Radio. You can call me here at 734-455-1438. You can email me at Barbara, B-A-R-B-R-A, at acceptedasiam.com. And you can also Facebook me, B-A-R-B-R-A dot white one. That's my Facebook address. Posts every so often. I'm going to start putting videos out as well. I made my first one, if you want to go check it out, a couple weeks ago. I was out for, just about to go for a run, and Spirit's like, make a video. And I did. And it turned out great. It's a 30-second blast of love. And I didn't even care. I didn't have any makeup on. I had my hair back. I'm like, I'm just going to do this video. Next one, I promise, for those of you that might have been offended, I'll put some makeup on. No, just kidding. All right. I wish you so much love. And remember that you matter. Your growth so matters. And when you love yourself, you powerfully affect everyone and everything around you. Take care.